Alright guys, so this is Leo, your host, here at Resistance GT, right, and we're just well-minded people gather. I hope everybody's doing great. I wish you nothing but success in your day. And we're gonna get started with these guys and making sure that we can deliver the best of us. This is our book, Self-Confidence by Byron Tracy, How to Develop an Inner Power That Nothing Can Stop You. And this is exactly what I was feeling today while I was training. I felt this superhuman inside of me telling me nothing is impossible, man. You can achieve anything that you want. It's possible as long as you really fight for it, thrive. I know that's the difficult part, which is becoming new habits. Becoming a new you, it sometimes scares or you feel you can't. But the reality is nothing and nobody is stopping you other than just your mind. And your mind is nothing, it's just inside of you, it's not even physical, it's not holding you back or doing something wrong to you. It's just yourself, you are automatically sabotaging yourself. And again and again. Don't allow that to happen to you again, guys. Work on yourself. Work on yourself. And you achieve anything. In any situation. Anything that you want. Let's get started. Chapter 1. The Foundation of Self-Confidence. There is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking make it so. William Shakespeare. Your thoughts and feelings about yourself and what you can or cannot do are the sum total result of a lifetime of experience and conditioning, and usually have a little relationship to what is truly possible for you. In personal development, there is a principle or a law of becoming that simply says that each person is in a continual process of becoming or evolving and growing. In the direction of his or her dominant thoughts, your body is also in a state of becoming, at a normal rate of cell death and replenishment. You have a brand new body every 7 years, whereas your physical evolution in becoming is affected by the food that you put into your body. Your mental evolution in becoming is largely determined by the thoughts that you put in your mind. You become what you think about. The law of concentration says that anything you dwell upon grows in your reality. I repeat that. The law of concentration says that anything you dwell upon grows in your reality. Anything that you think about long enough and hard enough eventually becomes a part of your mental process, exerting its influence and power on your attitude and your behavior. If you constantly think thoughts of boldness and courage and self-assertion, you become progressively bolder and more courageous and more self-assertive. The more you dwell on the person you like to be, with the qualities you like to have, the more you implant those deep into your subconscious mind, or they become part of your ongoing evolution. What you habitually think about eventually becomes a part of your character and your personality. In this scene, you are a self-made man or woman. You are where you are and what you are because of the thoughts that you have allowed to preoccupy your mind. Whatever you have dwelled on over the past months and years, you have become and you are right now, today, the result of all those thoughts. It's kind of scary, right? Not only have you made yourself into the person you are today, but you are continuing with the job of construction with every thought you think. Because this is an unavoidable fact of life, the smartest thing that you can do is to persistently think the thoughts that are consistent with the kind of person you would like to be. I know, guys, personal growth is not easy. However, For most people, this is too big a leap. Most people continue to think about and talk about exactly what they don't want to happen. And then they're constantly amazed that exactly what they were hoping to avoid happens to them again and again. One of the most profound discoveries in all of human history is that thought is creative. Thought held in mind produce after their kind. Like Beckett's like, your thoughts become your realities. You do become what you think about most of the time. You cannot harbor one kind of thought and experience a different kind of existence. This law of cause and effect works perfectly, everywhere and always, for everyone, forever. The development of unshakable self-confidence, therefore, begins with you taking full, complete, systematic, and purposeful control of the content of your conscious mind. Disciplining yourself to think consistently about only the things that you desire and to resolutely keep your mind off the things that you fear. All of life is from the inside out. It is from the inner to the outer. The law of correspondence, perhaps one of the most important of all the mental laws, says that your outer world will be a reflection of your inner world. What you see on the outside is largely a reflection of what is going on inside you. This is not only true, but for you, it is true for everyone around you. Your inner life predicts your outer life. Many times we see people who seem to be very nice and pleasant on the outside, but who seem to have continuous problems in their personal and business lives. We wonder, how could these unhappy things happen to such nice people? The unavoidable fact is that, with few exceptions, most of what a person experiences in his or her outer life corresponds exactly to something that is going on in their inner life. Something that you seldom know, and it cannot be otherwise. True happiness and success comes from living your life in harmony with the laws that govern your being. Even though these laws are invincible and invisible, they are like the law of gravity, which is also invisible, but is to be violated only at your own peril. Happy people are those who obey and follow the laws of nature and live their lives consistent with those laws. Start with your inner life. If you want to enjoy self-confidence on the outside, you must practice complete integrity on the inside. The foundation of self-confidence is for you to live your life consistent with your innermost values and principles, while thinking and acting in harmony with your highest aspirations. Let me repeat that one more time. The foundation of self-confidence is for you to live your life consistent with your innermost values and principles, while thinking and acting in harmony with your highest aspirations. Men and women with the most rock-solid self-confidence are those who are absolutely clear about what is they believe to be right and good and worthwhile, and who live their lives consistent with these values. Everything they do or say is an expression of their innermost convictions. Your whole world can fall down around you, but as long as you know that you are doing the right thing, you will have a deep inner sense of calm that will manifest itself in an attitude of confidence and self-assurance in any situation. You will have many ups and downs in life, but what is most important is that you remain true yourself. Then, as Shakespeare said, "Thou canst not then be false to any man." Thou canst not then be false to any man. determine your values. The starting point of developing high levels of self-confidence and in becoming a superior human being is for you to think through and to decide on your values. Superior men and women are those who have taken the time to decide clearly what is they believe in and in what order. And they have then organized their lives so that everything they do reflects those values. Recently, I addressed about 150 members of the national sales force of a very successful company. This company had started from an idea and had grown very rapidly in an extremely competitive market, and the company was very profitable. All the people at the meeting were remarkably positive and upbeat, and had a special quality of goodness about them. When I commented on this, the president of the company showed me the value statement the executives of the company had worked out before they had begun operations. There were two pages of values and principles that were given to everyone in the company when they began. These two pages had been subsequently reduced onto plasticized cards that each person could carry in their wallet or purse. The president told me an interesting story. He said that whenever two or more people in the company were wrestling with a decision of any kind, even over the phone, they would pull out their plasticized cards describing the corporate values. They would then review the values together, one by one, and compare the various options available to them with each value. Whatever decision they finally made would always stand the values test without caution. Values in business. In a recent study covering 25 years of business stories, the researchers found that the companies that had very clear written values to which everyone in the company ascribed had earned an average of 700% greater profit than the 25 years than other companies in the same industry that did not have a written code of values. As within, so without. Whenever I conduct a strategic planning exercise for a corporation, the executives of the corporation always select integrity as their highest value and most important organizing principle for the entire corporation. In my experience, almost every corporation will select the value of integrity as one of their foremost organizing principles. The word integrity, according to the dictionary, means perfect, undivided, complete, unified, a single whole, without blemish or fault. It is a fine value to choose. This is a good choice, but in reality, integrity is more than a value. It is the only quality of mind that assures or guarantees all the other values that you select. The economic and personal result of individuals and corporations with clear values always tend to be far superior to those of companies and individuals whose values are vague or unclear. Clarify your personal values. Your starting point towards higher self-confidence and personal greatness is to, first of all, clarify your values for yourself. It is for you to decide for yourself the values that you believe in. What do you stand for? And even more, what will you not stand for? What values do you espouse that you are willing to sacrifice for? You're willing to die for those. What values would you pay for or sweat for or maybe even die for? Do you value your family, your God, your health, your work or career? Do you value principles such as freedom, liberty, compassion for the less fortunate, or reverence for life? Do you believe in honesty and truth, and sincerity in hard work and success? Whatever your values are, think them through and write them down. Who do you most admire? A useful exercise is for you to think of the man and woman, living and dead, whom you most admire. What qualities or attributes of these people do you consider the most important? If you could be like any of one of these people, Which of their qualities would you most want to emulate? When you look around at the people you admire, what qualities of these people do you consider the most important? What qualities do you look for in your friends and associates when you're trying to decide whether to become deeply involved with them or just leave them aside? What do you think are the fundamental qualities or values that underlie business and personal relationship? What are your values? And remember, guys, values are not negotiable. When you select a value, it is to be one of your values at all. It becomes inviolable. Either is it a fixed value and you live every part of your life consistent with it, or it is not one of your values. You cannot have a value when it's convenient and put it aside when it's not convenient. You cannot have a little bit of integrity. It must be all or nothing. The act of selecting your values is also the act of clearly stating to yourself and sometimes to others exactly how you will live your life from this moment forward. Once you have selected a value and you have declared it to be one of your undefined principles, you are, in effect, saying that this is something on which you will never compromise. And your level of adherence to the values you have personally selected is the real measure of your character, your true quality as a human being. Unshakable self-confidence becomes from unshakable commitment to your values. When deep down inside yourself you know that you will never violate your highest principles, you experience a deep sense of personal power that enables you to deal openly and honestly and with complete self-confidence in almost every human situation. Values clarification. Well, if you're having any difficulty in clarifying your values, a very helpful exercise is to take some time to write out your own obituary or eulogy. Thank you. Imagine that everyone you know and care about is gathered at your funeral to pay their last respects. The minister reads your eulogy to this assembly of people, and in it he describes the person you became over the course of your lifetime. He describes not only what you have accomplished and what you contributed to the lives of others, but he reads out the virtues, values, and qualities that you were known for by the people around you. This obituary can become your vision of the kind of person you wish to be and the kind of values that you wish to live by. No one is perfect, and we all have a long way to go in living our lives consistent with our highest values. But the very exercise of writing out your obituary will exert a powerful influence on everything you do thereafter. Both consciously and unconsciously, you will be drawn toward living and acting more and more like the person you describe in that final testament. And finally, organize your values. Once you have decided on your values, your work is not over. Now you have to organize your values by priority. You have to decide which value is more important and which value is less important. If you wrote out each of your values on a small square on paper, and then you had to throw away all the squares but one, which one would you keep? This then becomes your foremost value, the one that takes precedence over all others. Which would be your second most important value? Your third, your fourth, and so on. Your order of priority is extremely important in determining the kind of person you are and the kind of life you live. Many people organize their values with number one being God, number two being their family, number three being their health, number four being their career, and perhaps number five being success. A person with this order of values is saying that when push comes to shove, I will always favor the higher order value over the lower order value. And remember, order of values forces you to choose. If your family comes before your health on your work, you will always sacrifice your health or your work for the well-being of your family. If your order of values was changed and your work of financial success came before your health, you would be saying that you would sacrifice your health if that were necessary to get ahead in your career. I have known businessmen who put career success ahead of their families in their order of priority. When they had to choose one or the other, they regularly choose their work over spending time with their spouse and children. As a result, both the marriages and the careers have run into serious trouble. Selecting your values and then putting them in order and importance actually creates a mental and emotional structure that enables you to make better choices and decisions in every area of your life. Integrity Revisited. The principle of integrity or adherence to your values seem to be a law of the universe. Whenever you evaluate to compromise your integrity for anything, there seems to be a great power or force of retribution that would not allow you to get away with it. Integrity seems to be an absolute requirement for successful human living. A falling in integrity or compromising your values not only seems to bring about a punishment that fits the crime, whether it's in business, politics, or your personal life, but it seems to create a high level of stress, unhappiness, and inner turmoil in the life of the individual. This need for absolute integrity seems to require that you live in the truth with all people and under all circumstances. Living in truth means that you never live a lie. It means that you never compromise your integrity for the sake of a job or money or a relationship. It means that you always do and say what you know to be right and true, no matter what the short-term cost or benefit. Living in truth means that you do not pretend or practice self-delusion. You face life, your relationships, and your circumstances exactly as they are, not as you wish they would be. Living in truth means that you never stay in a situation that makes you unhappy or which you feel for any reason it's wrong for you. So, what are your values? How are you going to start writing out your values? To tell you something interesting about me, I'm going to show you one of my first and most beloved values, which is courage. No matter the situation I face, no matter how hard I feel or how low self-esteem I feel sometimes, I will always look after my first value, which is courage. When I mostly when I'm training or when I want to do something or I don't want it, I think about this value and I say, do you have the courage to do it? Do you have the courage not to do this? Yes, I said, I do it. So why you are not doing it? Or why are you falling short and doing these bad things that you know are not good for you? Why are you betraying this value, Leo? Talk to yourself. What is your biggest value? Is it your family? Is it your health? Is it your business? Is it the money? Is it the English? Is it learning? What is it? Think about it. Send me your opinions and your conclusions. And I see you in the chapter number 3.